BookTrack brings your favorite stories to life through movie-style soundtracks. Best heard on headphones with high-quality audio settings.
Hachette Audio presents Death of a Policeman, written by M.C. Beaton, read by Graham Malcolm.
Chapter 1. A watched pot never boils. Proverb, mid-19th century. The fact that all the police forces in Scotland were to be amalgamated into one large force struck terror into police headquarters in Strathbane. It was said that all over Scotland, 3,000 auxiliary jobs would be lost, which would mean more work for the actual police themselves. Then they would start chopping heads of the very police force itself. Only one man was happy at the news, Detective Chief Inspector Blair. Surely this might be the opportunity to get rid of Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth and winkle him out of his cosy station in Loch Doo. He could not understand how Hamish had been able to hang on with local police stations closing down all over Scotland. But he experienced a setback when he broached the idea to his chief, Superintendent Daviot. "Sutherland is a huge county," said Daviot, "and it is surely economical to have Macbeth cover all of it. But most of the time, he and his sidekick Fraser just mooch around, doing nothing," complained Blair. "We have no proof of that," said Daviot severely. "You should be worried about your own job." "What? I'm sure we will have officials soon crawling all over us to see what they can cut," said Daviot. Blair took himself off to the pub to crouch over a double whiskey and try to work out a plan. If he could prove that Hamish Macbeth did little, then he could send in a report to the new authorities. But who would be low enough to spy on Macbeth? After another double whiskey, his brain seemed to clear. Cyril Sessions was a fairly new constable, nicknamed Romeo because of his good looks. Shortly after his arrival from Perth, Blair had uncovered evidence that Cyril had been enjoying the favours of a prostitute without paying her a penny. She had finally cracked and reported Cyril. Blair got the complaint and confronted Cyril. Cyril had pleaded and begged and said he would do anything if Blair made the complaint go away. Cunningly, Blair decided to keep this ally in the bank, so to speak, until such time as he would need to draw on him. He phoned headquarters and asked Cyril to join him. Women in the pub stared appreciatively at Cyril when he entered. He was of medium height, with glossy black hair, blue eyes in a square, handsome face, and a muscular figure.
"Sit down, my lad," said Blair. "I've a wee job for you. I want evidence that Hamish Macbeth in Loch Doo does bugger all when it comes to policing."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?